Yeah, for sure. I'm proud of the effort and how we acquitted ourselves for large parts of the games, but switching off in those last few moments and allowing a short corner when we had bodies around it and turned our backs isn't great at all. So yeah, it is a difficult one to take. I think we've acquitted ourselves well tonight and we should have got something out of that game, and bar for 2 minutes we would have done. But I thought we did very well in large parts and looked quite comfortable against currently the best team in the league. So yeah, lots of positives, but you can never be overly positive if you're not picking up points.
You say there, you know, you felt you were good in large parts. What were the things that you think you did right?
We created opportunities. I thought we were a real threat on the counter-attack. When we looked after the ball in midfield and played a simple pass and had runners in behind, I thought we caused problems. I thought on the whole we matched them first and second balls. But yeah, I think that's great, isn't it? I think, you know, first off, I think we were the better team and had much more of the ball and created better opportunities, but had to come from behind again just because we didn't quite deal with a runner and a pass. And as I say, there's lots of positives there, lots of good performances, and they're only going to get better as long as we keep believing in them and keep being positive with them.
How tough are some of these lessons that they're having to learn at this early stage of the season?
It's really difficult. You know, I said before pre-season started, we knew it was going to be tough with the group that we knew we had and the training group and the availability and the injuries and, you know, various other bits and pieces. We knew we're going to have to learn on the job very quickly, and it could go one way or the other. But you can see they're improving. I can certainly see they're improving kind of week to week, game to game, and it's what they need. The club's about providing an opportunity for players who wouldn't get exposure to a higher level of football easily if they didn't live on the Isle of Man. So that aim is happening, and it's hard, it's difficult, but we shouldn't be coming and winning every game of football 9-0. That isn't helping improve players and improve everybody, you know, from a football point of view on the island. So yeah, they've got to learn quick. We all have to learn quick. It's not the group of players we had 3 years ago. You know, as much as there are some wise heads in there and players who have played lots of games at this level, there's also a lot that haven't. And you can't just kind of like give that information and those experiences and that learning through osmosis and, or, you know, download it into their brain and away they go. Like, it doesn't work like that. It's not a video game. Like, the way they learn is through experiences and difficult moments. And hopefully in the next week or two, like, that turns and we win 3-2 or we win 1-0 in the last minute. And then they understand how to manage those moments maybe a little bit better. And we're at that place where it's a rapid kind of learning development journey where we're right at the messy bottom of it and it'll flip. It's just being patient and making sure we treat them in the right way.